Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
BJ and Jamie.
Good morning. Here we go. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free. Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You'll get the podcast. A lot of stuff on there. So go to the app and download it on your phone. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Carson.
What up, BJ?
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
It is wet.
It is really wet.
It is soaking wet. It is sloppy. I got my slides on. My socks are wet.
Why are you wearing slides?
I was wearing them yesterday. Jamie was laughing at me yesterday. and I was walking through the parking lot, and I was having to skip.
Jump over puddles like hurdle.
Yeah, because I got my slides on. And I didn't want to get my socks wet on the bottom, but it didn't work. I got all squishy. Ugh. Hey, good morning, Spadell. How are you?
I'm ready for a Nuggets game, man.
You are?
Yeah, I'm all excited for tonight.
Well, you got a few hours, but it's going to happen.
It's a while,
Let the countdown begin.
Hours, yeah.
Guys, I am sitting here watching a video. This is remarkable, okay? You know I love these videos that are scrolling and so-called viral on X. I am seeing a woman in Ohio being pulled over by the police, and there is a raccoon in the front seat smoking a pipe.
Oh, I saw that too, yeah.
I'm literally watching the video right now. What a cute little fella. I mean, he's high as a kite, but he's a cute little fella.
He's got an addiction.
Yeah, he does. He's hooked on this stuff, whatever he's smoking. This is not a tobacco pipe I'm talking about.
No.
This is one of those glass pipes, you know what I mean. Who carries around a raccoon in the front seat and lets him smoke while you're driving?
They're buddies.
If you're a cop, don't you just go back and get your car and say, I quit. Not doing this anymore. I've seen it all now. A raccoon smoking meth. Little feller's high as a kite. Look at him. Oh, man. He can't stay still. He's just going in circles.
He's twitching.
I've seen it all. I've seen it all, man. All right. We're just getting started this morning. It is 6:04. 6:04, we have Benson Boone coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll give you a code word to see Benson Boone. He's coming to town in September.
Yep.
Is that right? September, and we have your tickets. Man, he's on fire right now.
Oh, and all the flips and all the stuff he does while he's on stage is insane.
Reminds me of me here in this show, just flipping around, jumping off the counters. And
yeah, you're crazy, man.
Oh, I just can't stand still. Just can't do it. And as Spadell said, the Nuggets do play tonight, 7:30.
Yep.
Game two.
Against OKC.
OKC. We'll see what happens there. There's been a lot of upsets in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It has.
Yeah.
It's been a really good playoffs.
Yeah. It's been crazy out there. All right. We'll take a quick break. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Jamie should be here any minute, and we'll get this ball rolling. So stand by. BJ and Jamie on a Wednesday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Happy Wednesday. It's wet. Good morning, Jamie.
It's sweater weather.
It is sweater weather.
Sweater weather. It's sweater weather.
I was just telling Jamie I'm going to a fun run today. She says it's not fun.
It's not very fun. Well, every school has fun runs. I mean, we've all been through it, but it's not very fun.
This fun run has cost me $300.
Oh, you're one of those parents. My kid will win.
Well... Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not going to argue with you, okay? Yeah. He comes
okay.
home.
I fudged the number of books my kid read, and so he could do that thing where you're in that tube and they skydive.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So we've all done it, so don't worry.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I felt like it was necessary, you know, that it was an obligation that I had to contribute to the fun run, you know, like $4 a mile. And I don't know how it's going to cost me $300 because he's not going to run like 80 miles. So that doesn't make sense to me. But nevertheless, going to the fun run today, even though it's not going to be fun.
Are they going to do it in the gym? It's way too wet.
I don't know. I don't know how it works. I've never been to one.
Oh, you might want to check your email. It might postpone it.
Because
we did it on the grounds, and it would be way too wet for kids to
Yeah, there's no way they're going to do it outside.
I think they do it in the gymnasium. I think you're right. Yeah, I think so. Because as far as I know, it's a go.
It's a go.
It's a go. It's a go. We're going to tear it up today.
Well, it's just not very fun because they don't really know what to do with the parents that do bother to show up. And then, so you're just kind of standing there waiting for the fun to kick in.
Wait a minute. They don't have a concession stand?
There's nothing to eat. Snow
cones?
There's no snacks. There's
hamburgers,
no water. There's nothing.
Well, what the heck? What kind of fun run is this?
It's not very fun. It's not very fun. And
did you get a lot of rain?
You just watch your kid just struggle going around the circle on like the ninth time. And he's like, can I stop? Yeah. I got rain. I got snow. I got it all.
You got it
all.
I got ice. Grapple.
All of it. Everything.
Everything.
Man. Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
We got rain. Not as much as I thought we'd get, but we got rain. So it's nice and soaked out there. Benson Boone, 8 o'clock this morning. We'll give you a code word for that. Today, the real ID starts. Now, does that really affect a lot of people in Colorado? I don't think so.
Nobody in Colorado that I know of, because we started our program, which is the one good thing that Colorado's done.
Yeah.
But we started our program a long, long time ago. It's people like Illinois that, I told you this before, but they're freaking out.
I got to be honest with you. I'm kind of confused about it. Because I don't know, all right, for example, what you're talking about with Illinois.
Yeah.
What does Illinois have to do to be in compliance?
They all have to go get their driver's license reissued.
So do they have to retake a test?
I don't.
Or how, you don't know either?
No.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, they say it's going to cause a lot of confusion throughout the country because you've got to have this real ID to board a flight today.
Yeah. I think they just go, I mean, from what I get, I think they just go and get it reissued.
Yeah.
Sure. You got audio?
I got a news report. One thing that I noticed, though, I tried to listen to a bunch of news reports about this. All of them are saying that Homeland Security will let you through if you just go do the additional screening. So they'll ask you questions like, what's your mother's maiden name? When was your father born? Stuff like that. Just like questions that only you would know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
how do they know you're giving the right answer?
They call. So I've done it before. I didn't have my ID, and they'll actually call the TSA office, and they have some expert who goes through a database.
Huh.
Yeah,
just
and then
like
he asks you really crazy questions.
Because remember, mine had the hole in it. So they took me through all kinds of crap.
Yeah, and then the TSA guy will ask you questions. It takes about like 25 minutes once they actually get to you. The problem is just waiting for the actual screening. Like one time, it took me an hour.
They put you over on the side and wait for some supervisor to come over.
Yeah, and then they'll come over
busy,
and ask.
And you're just like, come on! It just has a hole in it.
Right.
I'm waiting for, because I had a temporary ID. Remember, and they put a hole punch in my other one or whatever, and I'm just like, come on.
And they'll ask you like where you lived like 20 years ago, and it's the questions that they ask you are crazy.
Hmm.
Well, it's kind of like if you get like your credit card security things, they'll ask you, did you live at any of these addresses?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and you're like, wow, I forgot I lived in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
All right, play the audio. There you go.
Congress passed the Real ID Act back in 2005, and while the new rules technically start today, yesterday the Department of Homeland Security said that people without real IDs can still fly, but give yourself plenty of extra time and be prepared to go through some additional screening. Now, these new requirements have been in the work for decades, but enforcing the deadline, that has been delayed for as many years as well.
All right, there you go.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah,
the real ID
takes
effect today.
And how you can tell, you guys, is if there's a star, right? You guys told me in the right-hand corner.
Right.
Yep, so that's how you know. Man,
you know,
I have a question for Carson.
Yeah.
Did you get any sleep last night?
Why?
Because your eyeballs are this big and this red.
I mean, I don't. I went to bed pretty late, like 10:30, because I was packing. So I'm a little tired. Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
I just feel like it's just like in this, like, you know how when you're so tired, yeah, you're hearing people, but you have no idea what they're saying?
And I did get a nap yesterday. It was like, we went to gym. I took little Debbie to her gym class last night. That's the first time we've ever done that. It was
a lot. Exhausted.
Yeah. He's like,
You know, I didn't know until like 2 or 3 weeks ago, Jamie, when you were talking about this, about that star.
I never even noticed the star.
I never even noticed the star. Yep. Didn't know what it was for. Yep. Never even thought about it, to be honest.
Somebody wants to know, can you use your passport in place of your driver's license? Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Absolutely. That one's the holy grail.
Yep. That works for you, too. All right, we'll get to tabloid trash coming up here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, and we'll...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Do it next.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
See if any of these sound familiar to you, BJ.
Okay. All right.
All right. Intellectual disabilities?
No.
Schizophrenia?
Sounds familiar as far as me having it, you mean?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Autism?
No.
Well, that's what happens when you're left-handed.
Oh, crap.
Scientists analyzed data from over 200,000 people and found that left-handed people or mixed-handed individuals, which you also say you are and you brag about quite often.
Yes, I do.
Well, they suffer extreme amounts of autism, schizophrenia, and intellectual disabilities.
I've always been told that left-handed people are special.
Well, I've got the study to prove it.
It is weird because I am right-handed on certain things, but I'm left-handed. It's bizarre.
Yeah, well, you're right here.
I've got all these, right? Here. Schizophrenia. Yeah. Schizophrenia.
Yep. You might want to go get a pill for that. Yeah. I feel like Kanye West has some schizophrenia, to be honest.
Without a doubt.
My God.
There was a time, and I'm sure that, that if I went back and did a check, they'd suggest the same thing, that I was suggested to go take a brain scan. Yeah, to go get a brain scan. They thought that I was a little over the top about certain things.
Oh.
And they wanted me to go get a brain scan, and I took that as an insult.
Well, it's not your fault. You're left-handed.
Exactly. No, lady, she told me, she goes, maybe you need a brain scan just to see what's going on in there.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, maybe you need one of these.
Yeah, lady.
Yeah, lady.
That isn't a compliment, by the way.
No, it isn't a compliment, is it?
No. I have sad news. The world of Ozempic has put Weight Watchers in bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Yep. Weight Watchers International has filed for a Chapter 11 bankruptcy. It has major debt. Declining demand because of Ozempic and Wegovy. By the way, oh my God, this is crazy. There's this girl on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She's Kyle I don't know what Kyle's last name is. But anyway, Kyle is one of the Hilton sisters, right? Mm-hmm. And this girl, she's about, I would guess, 21, something like that, 22. I think she just, her name is Portia. She might be 17. I don't know how old she is. Anyway, but she just got on Ozempic, and she showed a video, and it is so disturbing. She's a young girl. Her entire shower is full of her hair, and it's on the walls, on the tile of her hair. It's just falling out in masses because of Ozempic.
Is that one of the symptoms?
Yes, it is. But I've never seen it that extreme.
No kidding.
She goes, if you have a hair trigger warning, I just need to, you know. And she goes into the shower, it is.
Have you noticed it?
Yeah, I have. Yeah,
on my hair? But
totally. Yeah. It breaks off.
No kidding.
Yeah. And so, but hers is on the walls. It's like, I don't know. It's like,
she just leaves it there?
No, she was just showing. She just got out of the shower.
She was that much hair, though?
Yeah. It was crazy.
It's going to take like 2 days for her to lose all of her hair.
I know. I mean, she has really thick, long hair, but it's just breaking off and stuff. But what happens when you get on this stuff, and I know nobody believes me, but it is the weirdest drug on the planet. You don't want to eat. And you can't, everything that you think of that you want to eat, it makes you ill to your stomach. You're like, I don't want a cheeseburger. That sounds gross. I don't want french fries. You literally, the second week I was on it, I was driving around and I wasn't able to find anything to eat. Literally,
because nothing sounded good to you. Right?
No, everything made me nauseous to think about eating.
I don't know. So, I mean, I see a lot of symptoms, a lot of results of this Ozempic stuff, but then I see a lot of people that really love it. So I don't know. Jury's out on this.
Well, so what my point was is that nobody's getting their nutrients because you don't realize you're starving to death because nothing sounds good. And you'll walk through the grocery store and you'll be like, I know I have to eat something, but I guess maybe some grapes.
See, I personally wouldn't do it.
Right.
Because I don't want to drive by a burger place and not like it. I don't like
that
feeling.
You're not alone.
No, I don't want to be that person.
You're not alone. There's this doctor. He said the same thing. He went on it and he goes, food is like fun. Food is like, an experience. And he goes, I can't stand this stuff. I'm getting off of it because I like to go out to dinner. And I like it as a social, thing to do is eat. And so he got off of it. So he's just like you.
Yeah.
It's like,
I don't want that feeling. I'd like to be thinner. Don't get me wrong. But I don't want to give that up.
Yeah. So Tom Brady, he is talking about his regrets. And this is what I think he says, but I'll let him tell you. but basically, he loved the roast until he didn't, until Giselle started calling him and going ballistic on him. All right, so here's his audio, number one.
Do you regret doing the roast to Tom Brady?
I regret that my kids had to, it's tough on my kids for sure. And like I said earlier, I don't take myself too serious. So, but I do understand, for my kids, that was really hard. And I didn't realize, there's some things a parent you up and you don't realize until after, and we're not perfect parents. And you'll see as you grow up, there's no perfect manual for it. And you got to evaluate yourself as a parent too all the time. So even though I really enjoyed the show and the performances were incredible. And when you were in that moment in that theater that night at the Forum, it was electric.
Yeah.
It was crazy. We got done. Everybody was on cloud nine. And I think that moment I'll never forget, and then I'll never forget when I talked to my kids the next day.
Oh, man.
And I was I felt a stake through the heart, understandably.
BJ, you have got to watch this roast. It's not something my sister or her boyfriend would ever think about watching on Netflix when I went back to help her out and stuff after a wreck. But we watched it and I watched it again. And it's even funnier the second time because
brutal.
There's so many things you miss. And so some of the things that his kids were upset about, I cannot read because they're so filthy. But that Nikki Glaser, she's so funny. But one of the things she said is... Tom, the only thing dumber that you said to saying yes to this roast was when you said, hey, babe, you should try jujitsu. She also said, and you have 7 rings. Well, 8 now that Giselle gave hers back. So there was a lot of Giselle stuff. So the kids are like, really, Dad? I think. And Giselle, remember, she lit him up.
She was
so mad at him.
And you could tell when you're watching, you almost got uncomfortable.
My sister even was like, oh my God, how is this happening? I go, it's called a roast because my sister had never really heard about a roast like this. And she's like, why are they so mean to him? I'm like, no.
It was almost like, now I've not seen the entire thing, but it felt like that, just watching the clips, that one comedian tried to upstage the other by how much more vile they could be.
They
took it to a whole different level.
She was a great host. I mean, she was just a great host. Me not know that, not right.
Gronk's just sitting over there.
Oh, it was brutal, but it was great. I recommend it to anybody who has not seen it. It's on Netflix, and it's the roast of Tom Brady. And, like, just if you're in a bad mood or whatever, or you have nothing going on, maybe you're in construction and you have the day off, just throw it on. It's so funny. It's absolutely hilarious. A Shedeur Sanders fan has filed a $100 million lawsuit against the NFL.
Why?
Pain and suffering and trauma and...
I'd like to be a part of this.
Because he...
Because I sat for 2 days to watch him get drafted.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah. It was painful.
Yeah, because he didn't go until the fifth round. Oh, by the way, are you guys seeing what I'm seeing where Cleveland might cut him?
I saw a rumor yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was real. I don't know if it was real. But you might be right. I have no idea. But I did see the rumor, but I only saw it in one place.
What is that about?
I don't know.
Would that
I did
be...
see where they gave away his number two.
Yeah, he didn't get his number two.
He did not get that. They gave it to another guy because somehow it works that the lower you're down in the draft, then you don't have a selection like other people do that got drafted higher. So his number two is gone. And he's worn that since high school.
Wouldn't this be the craziest ass story? I mean, we've already been through a roller coaster with him being picked in the fifth round. Wouldn't this be crazy if they cut him? And he didn't have a team?
Would it be surprising?
It would be a shame, right?
He's the fifth quarterback. Somebody's going to get cut. They're only going to have two.
I know.
Three out of the five are going to be gone. But he is on the chopping block.
But this is a movie.
Yeah. You can't write this, especially if that happens. You cannot write this.
We're in the middle of a movie.
But I want him to succeed. I want this to be a success story rather than just a...
Yeah, I do too. I mean, I think he's a really talented athlete. I don't know. I feel like they're out to get him. I just feel like it's become mean
like
now.
Like that conspiracy whole thing is
yeah,
real.
Oh, it's kind of crazy. I know he has his chin up because, you know, he is a cocky kid or whatever, but at some point, this has got to stop. We have beaten him down too much.
No, at some point, he has to produce. And that's where it's going to, you know, make or break it.
Well, I understand that, but I'm just saying, I mean, he does have some pretty good stats. I know he lost the bowl and all that, but there are some pretty good stats behind him. Somebody posted about it, like, and you're like, oh, wow, he actually is a good quarterback. But this is just, I want to hug him. I feel like his mom wants to hug him, but he's like, I'm okay. No, you're not. And I feel like that Jelly Roll song is about him.
Yeah.
I am not okay. No. Anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. Benson Boone. Benson Boone has announced his shows, and Denver is one of them. He will be here in September. We have a code word for you. That's coming up at 8 o'clock. Stand by.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Wednesday. It is wet. It's going to continue to be wet most of the morning, then a chance of afternoon thunderstorms, they say. So it's going to be wet today.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. I was like, wait, isn't it? I mean, I was thinking, like, isn't it too cold for thunderstorms? But it's not. Because I had snow. I'm like, this is cold.
The Nuggets play tonight.
Yep.
They are taking on Oklahoma City. And we're already up one game. So game number two tonight in Oklahoma. So. Hopefully we win.
It's so funny. I have a new friend, and she's from China,
yeah.
And she's really super cool, and she's so excited about the Nuggets. She's like, did you see that game?
Just jacked.
And she's such a little petite thing. It's the last human on the earth that I would think that would be so excited about the Nuggets.
That was a shocker for them to win that first game because nobody expected that.
Yeah.
I mean, you could say, hey, I think they'll win, but you didn't, down deep, you didn't really think they had a chance. Because, I mean, Oklahoma City is the best team in basketball.
Well, I wasn't really thinking that. I was just thinking, oh, they already lost, you know? I mean, they were 10 down. So I was like, oh, yeah, they've lost. And then they turned it around.
Pretty cool.
It was great.
Game two tonight. The smoke is coming out at the Vatican.
Yeah, with the conclave, right? Yeah,
it's black. We're waiting on it to turn white. Did you know for a conclave to elect a pope that the longest period of time it took to elect one
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, it was like 7 years or something, 5 years.
I saw 3.5 years.
Something like
three that. 3.5 years.
At that point, does it matter?
Think about it, though. Yeah. For 3.5 years, black smoke came out.
The pollution, I tell you.
You can't make up your mind for 3.5 years.
So they flew in, was it 133 or 331?
No, it's 130 something.
And all I could think of the cost of that. I'm like, you know, the Catholic Church already is in, like the whole Vatican is, yeah. It, you know, they have financial issues because they had to pay out so many people. I'm like, I hope they flew coach. I mean...
And like the car, do they have a Pope plane?
Yeah, I don't know. Because they flew in 133 cardinals to vote. All right.
I got some audio. We'll get to it next. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.